This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver's storied, tattered cover has new owners. The 49-year-old independent bookstore announced today that an investor group led by Denver natives bought it. Kwame Spearman, who identifies as black, will serve as CEO. He says Tattered Cover is now the largest black-owned bookstore in the country. New owners say they hope to preserve the soul of Tattered Cover while making it more inclusive. The House has passed a large defense spending bill that could benefit Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Springs area representative Doug Lamborn pointed to $150 million worth of military construction and money for PFAS cleanup as some of the highlights for his district. Representative Ed Perlmutter applauded the extension of an office to help former Rocky Flats workers get assistance they need. And Representative Jason Crow highlighted a provision to study water scarcity issues at bases like Buckley. The Senate is expected to take up the bill soon, but President Trump has threatened to veto it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
El Paso County officials say visitors have damaged protected rock formations at Paint Mines Interpretive Park, northeast of Colorado Springs. Hikers climbed along the structures and created their own trails by moving large stones, all of which is prohibited. Officials plan to put up new fences and signage, hoping to protect the park from further damage. 49 in Colorado Springs, 48 in Pueblo, 57 degrees in Denver.